Already considered one of the strongest storms Canada has ever experienced, Fiona made landfall in Nova Scotia early Saturday morning, bringing 150 kilometers per hour winds and heavy rainfall. The Canadian Hurricane Center says the storm's preliminary barometric pressure reading was the lowest on record for Canada. The lower the pressure, the more powerful the storm.
We're thinking first and foremost of the people who've had a terrifying past 12 hours. People have seen their homes washed away, seen the winds rip schools, roofs off. But as Canadians, as we always do in times of difficulty, we will be there for each other.
About 100 people were evacuated in Halifax, the provincial capital. Nearly three quarters of Nova Scotia was left without power as crews raced to restore electricity amidst widespread reports of downed trees and power lines. The mayor of Halifax told Al Jazeera he had no doubt climate change made the storm worse.
With climate change in particular and the volatility of weather these days, we've been getting more of these hurricanes.
Fiona's northward path then took it through the Newfoundland town of Port-au-Basques. A woman was rescued from the sea after her house collapsed, according to police. Widespread damage led the mayor to declare a state of emergency, posting this video to Facebook.
Actually, hi, I'm going live here again and going to be pretty direct now with people. We're in the process here of calling a state of emergency. Our town is, in all intents and purposes, we are already in a state of emergency.
No serious injuries or fatalities were reported in the hours after Fiona came ashore, though authorities caution the danger is not yet over. Fiona has weakened, but may pick up energy again as it continues to move north. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera.